Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Salt Lake's greatest hits, 94.1. KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ.
More chances to win $1,000 starting at 7 o'clock and every hour after that. Plus Kevin James tickets at 7:25 this morning.
Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
I'm going to make you cry on a Monday. If you're not already crying just because it's Monday, I'm going to make you cry.
Great, thanks.
Annie is a high school junior in Iowa. She has Down syndrome. And when her friends found out that she didn't have a date for prom, they decided to take matters into their own hands and make sure that her night was memorable. So they included her in their group, like a group of 11 kids. And they said, hey, come with us. We're all going to prom together. Mm-hmm. And they went out to eat. They went axe throwing. They got ice cream.
Axe throwing. How fun.
Right? And here's Annie's mom talking about what it meant to her.
It just was a really special thing that they asked her to go, because when you have a child with a disability, you always hope that they're going to get the same opportunities as your other children. And so to have them have such a genuine and kind heart and reach out and ask Annie to go to prom was really something special.
All right, now here's where you're going to get a little choked up.
Okay.
Because here's Annie.
I had a lot of fun last night because, like, my friends are really nice to me and I love them. And they mean a lot to me.
Yeah. They made her night. She was part of the group. She was just like everybody else. They all had fun. Her friends made sure of it. And that's, like the mom said, you know, that's what you hope for your kids, is that they'll be surrounded by love, no matter what their abilities or disabilities are.
Well, whatever you've got planned for this Monday, it's inadequate. You need to do more. Based on this story right here, we could all be doing more. Cheers to these high schoolers for doing what they did. That's beautiful. Good news every morning at 6:40 and 19. 94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Show Biz Buzz.
Got to start with the big news of Kevin Bacon returning to Payson High School on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Although he didn't go to the prom, he did spend all day Saturday with the students putting together his kits for his foundation. And here's, now this is up on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page, his whole speech, what he said to the students, but here's a little piece of it.
Wow, look at this place. Look at these people. So great to be here. Go Lions! 40 years, I mean, that just blows my mind. You know, things look a little different around here. I'd say the thing that looks the most different is me.
I'll say this. I don't think he does. I think he's one of those people that ages without
very well
any age going along with it. Now, he's got a special appearance on the Today Show today talking about this. And one of the questions that was posed by the students.
One of the greatest things I heard today when I was on the tour was, a young woman said to me, you know, my grandfather was in school here when you were doing the movie. Your grandfather.
Yeah. So
I'm sure that made him feel nice and young.
Kids say the darndest things.
Last night, local singer Kay Brienne, did she make it into the top 12? We just played a little piece of her singing Joan Jett. Mm-hmm. Killed it. Spoiler alert. Yes, she did make it into the top 12.
Of course she did.
Yes.
With that performance, absolutely. Yeah.
David Archuleta will be performing his new song tonight on American Idol. And then some other announcements that were made last night. Bon Jovi is going to be the mentor on the season finale, May 19th. Also, we got a little glimpse of his Hulu docuseries called Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story. It's going to be a four-part story on Hulu, and that looks awesome.
It does.
And then, of course, the biggest news, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced.
Very excited to see Kool and the Gang. Very excited to see
Cher.
Cher was that finally got
in. Yes. Ozzy Osbourne, Foreigner, Dave Matthews Band, Peter Frampton, Mary J. Blige, and A Tribe Called Quest.
So who are we going to play next? One of those artists is coming up. I guess you'll have to listen and find out who.
Meredith and AJ on 94.1 KODJ.
Meredith It's NAJ at 94.1 KODJ. Good Monday morning. Spring cleaning time. That's what we're doing this time of the year. What do you love cleaning?
I don't know why, but I get a total high when I clean the fridge. Like, I feel like the boss. I did it. And it looks amazing. I did that.
Yes.
All of the salad dressing that was expired in 2018 is finally out of the fridge. My mom comes and visits every once in a while. She's like, I went through your fridge and I found all of the stuff that's expired by 10 years.
And that is so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Like, your mother-in-law is like, I found some cream cheese that had fuzz growing on it. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we named him Fred. He was a part of the family.
You threw Fred out? What?
It's like some of the stuff, like, we moved less than 10 years ago, and there's stuff that's expired before. It would have expired before we moved.
But we moved with it.
We moved the expired food from one fridge to another. Do you realize that that's actually happened to us? Oh, yes. My God. Making that up. No, I'm serious.
When something is 8 years old and you've only been in your house for 6 years, it makes you question what other bad decisions you've made in your life.
Yes. Are the children fed? I hope so. It's fine.
570-9400, or you can leave us a message on the iHeartRadio app if you're listening. If not, if you don't know how that works, you pull up the iHeartRadio app, you click on KODJ, and there's a little red microphone button. You click that, and you can leave us a message, like an old-school voicemail.
Yeah. Remember when you used to leave messages on the answering machine? Make it as awkward as those days. It's Meredith at AJ. Good. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith. And AJ, we're talking about spring cleaning tasks this morning. I thought Dana has a pretty good one for Meredith. Well, and for me too, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I love cleaning out my closet. It makes sure I don't accumulate too much stuff. And I really like clean out basically the stuff we don't need in the spring. And it's just like you go into summer feeling like light and free, and it's a really good thing to do.
There's something about a lighter closet, a fluffier closet, a less dense closet.
You haven't worn it since last spring. Time to let it go. Chance to win $1,000 for maybe a new wardrobe. Coming up at 8.
Yes. Now, 3 things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Brought to you by Hulu plus Live TV. Let's start with the recline or don't recline debate that has divided airline passengers. Some airlines are solving the problem for us. Southwest just joined Delta, United, and American in debuting new seats that do not recline. So you won't even have the option. Oh. It's basically a money-saving decision because the seats that don't recline have fewer mechanical parts, which makes the seats lighter, which makes the plane lighter, which saves on jet fuel and solves a big debate.
And makes people feel like sardines in a can. And that's what we are to them.
It's 4 inches.
That's what we are to them.
You're reclining 4 inches.
Ay.
A hiker that was reported missing in Davis County found safe after 2 days of searching. A 25-year-old man, he was from Washington. He says he took a wrong turn in the mountains, found himself 3 canyons away from the trailhead where he started.
Okay.
Maybe keep a buddy with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if he didn't have a compass or...
Fair enough.
He was obviously not from the area, so he was unfamiliar with the trails.
Big welcome for the Utah Hockey Club coming up Wednesday night. This will be at 4 p.m. At Delta Center. New NHL owners Ryan and Ashley Smith have invited all of the community to the Delta Center for a free welcome party to meet some of the players of the Utah Hockey Club. 4 o'clock, again, first 5,000 people to arrive at the Delta Center for the free event will receive a voucher for 2 seats at the upcoming 2024-25 season.
I'm there.
And there is something that's supposed to go down at like 5:30, so make sure you're there. 4 o'clock is when the doors open, but it's free to the public. First 5,000 people get tickets to a future game. That's pretty awesome.
Excited about that. Come up at 8:25, tickets to see Meat Eater live when he comes to town.
Meredith and AJ on 94.1 KODJ.
Jody Wilkins.
Downtown. 1111 South Main.
AJ, Meredith and AJ, and Kevin Bacon, who took the stage Saturday in Payson.
I also think that it's amazing the power that this movie has had to just kind of bring people together and connect on the basic ideas that are behind the movie of, you know, standing up to authority sometimes and being forgiving of people who are not...
Everybody got the loser.
All
morning. It's Meredith and AJ talking your favorite spring cleaning projects. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. This is Kim. So I love stripping the couch cushions off and pulling down all the curtains and getting all that clean, because that acquires so much dust in like 4 months' time. I do it twice a year, but probably should do it more. But that's my favorite thing to do, is just to strip the furniture down as far as I can and clean all that stuff, that deep cleaning.
I'm so glad you didn't stop at the word stripping.
Yes.
You are my favorite stripper.
I wouldn't put anybody through that.
If you want to come over and strip our furniture, you are more than welcome.
Family show. I'm not sure that there's another kind of stripper that we could talk about on this show.
Just for a second, she's like, my favorite spring cleaning is stripping the furniture. Spring has come to fast food restaurants. Here's your food news for today. Mm. Dr. Pepper is releasing their new spring flavor called Creamy Coconut.
Bring
Dr.
It.
Pepper.
Bring
yes,
it.
Please. Burger King's got their new cotton candy frozen beverage.
Okay.
Taco Bell is bringing their nacho fries back this week.
Mm-hmm.
I see some sort of triple drive-through in my future.
Those were the days. I remember prime COVID time. When it was drive-thrus and drive-thrus only, and we were ordering food and stuff like that. And we would do like 5 drive-thrus.
Yeah, everybody got to pick what they wanted.
We have time to kill, and there's nothing to do.
Spend an hour going through all the drive-thrus.
So we just drive through the drive-thrus and go to the park.
There's no reason why everyone can't be happy.
Thanks for tuning in this morning. It's Meredith and AJ.
Stay right there. Meredith and AJ are back in a sec on 94.1.
It's Meredith and AJ talking about spring cleaning on our Facebook page. What's your favorite spring cleaning activity? Sarah says purging. Yes.
Oh, yeah,
the great spring purge.
The purge of 2024.
We hope you have a fabulous Monday. We've got more Kevin James tickets coming up tomorrow morning at 8:25.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.